morning. Welcome to Crack at the Rootless. So this morning, it's a little bit cloudy outside, but it's all right. It's not too bad, thank goodness. So hopefully we're going to have a really good weekend. We've got lots of stuff coming up in the area, and we'll, as usual, have a little go through those later on. As always, we're joined by the wonderful Ewan Rankin.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, you?
Good, I'm all right, thank you. Not too bad.
Good. Sorry, it was my fault last week. Do apologise.
That's all right, don't worry.
Everything just got a bit hairy.
That's just the way it goes sometimes. We've all got our own day jobs to do, so we've got to squeeze in what we can when we can.
Morning, no everyone.
Good morning, morning. And we're also joined by the very charismatic...
What does that mean? What does charismatic mean?
The charismatic Paul McGrory from Maddock & Rhodes Insurance.
Good morning, both.
Good morning, how are you?
Lovely, and thank you for having me.
That's
I'm
absolutely
really,
no
really
problem.
Chuffed to be here.
Yeah,
I've
no
been
problem.
Following the podcast and... Yeah. Very honoured to be a member of it. Thank you.
No problem
right.
at all.
I've just checked, we're actually live.
We are live. Boom.
That's a massive
yay.
Plus point. Yeah.
We're live. The mics are all on.
Do you know what?
Hello, Mom.
Yeah.
My goal this week is that this show actually just stays up and I don't have to take it down because I've made some gaff.
No.
Sorry.
We'll be all right this week, yeah. Fingers crossed. This week we'll be okay.
And that's on Facebook, not Friends Reunited or anything. It is Facebook.
Yeah, not match.com, nothing like that. We're on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Tinder.
Not for the first time, though.
Oh, steady on.
Yeah. Known as Jason.
Keep that for the weekend. It's weekend talk.
Okay.
So Maddox & Rose, insurance brokers.
Yes.
Based in?
Lee Village. We've been there for 52 years. Quite an established business. I've been part of that for 32 years.
Yeah.
I don't remember a time when that building wasn't there.
Used to be a greengrocer's.
No, not. I don't remember it. It wasn't Maddock & Rhodes, and it had a car in the middle and the front and the sign.
That is it, yeah. That sign is still knocking around the office somewhere. So yeah,
really? That's cool.
So we've been opening the doors to our clients 6 days a week from 1969, which is the year after I was born. So yeah, it's nearly as old as I am. And it's, we've been seven clients. Business, car insurance, van insurance, seven staff. My colleague has been there for 40 years. We celebrated 40 years last week of his service. Just love it. Love the people. Love the customers.
Yeah.
Love the job. So we have a real energy. So yeah, it's a real honour. I bought the business about 17 years ago.
Right.
So off the pretense, because I've only ever had one interview my whole life, which was at Maddock & Rhodes, and got the job, so I have a 100% success rate.
Yeah.
Definitely born to be an insurance broker is my other unique selling point, I think. And then bought the business because the passion for the business. So and we're going in a market that's difficult.
Yeah,
we're going strong.
Yeah,
good.
I suppose you've got a lot of competitors. You're up against the internet and all things like that, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, internet's a big part of that. Plays us a challenge every day. The internet, but we're a little bit like vinyl record shops.
Yeah,
we've always been there.
Yeah,
we went away for a long time. We were very quiet.
Yeah,
now we're coming back strong. So
Well, I think people now are starting to. Well, I certainly use broker. Because it's, I think it depends on the type of insurance that you're looking at and what your type of thing. For me, it's just the ease of being able to phone up someone and say, right, I need this.
Yeah.
And then the insurance brokers, especially have known, right, okay, but have you considered this? Have you thought about this? Yeah. It's just so much better knowing. If you're in business, you want to know that you're completely covered. And to do that, you need to get someone in that knows their business.
we find as a question set with clients, as soon as they have a stammer or a pause in their...
Yeah.
Their description of their business, for example. We know there's another question to be asked then.
Yeah.
And a keyboard, how good the keyboard is or how expensive, we cannot pick that up.
Yes.
So we find that where clients will ring asking for something, and in fact, they come away with something completely different.
Yeah.
Usually more appropriate and hopefully more competitive as a premium. So yeah, so that's where we go. Conversations are good.
I have just realised, just as we've been speaking there, I came into your place.
Did you?
Yes, a long time ago. I used to be a childminder and I used to drive a minibus. I come into yours.
I thought I'd met before. Yeah, I always remember a good looking face. And that was,
what a sweet
And that was
talk.
Definitely, oh, definitely.
Shall I go?
There is a cringe button somewhere. So.
I don't know, but rebooking you and rebooking.
Oh, my God. Is it hot in here?
She was definitely customer of the week. Yeah, definitely. We remember that. We definitely remember that. So, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you probably didn't like me. I think I normally at that stage always had about six kids, six toddlers. No matter where I went, there was kids hanging off me, and I'd be like, "Sit down there," and they'd wreck the place. And I'd be like, yeah. "Everyone used to say, can you leave, please?"
I thought you would have had a good childminder. To be fair, yeah. That would be a
yes.
Memorable.
Oh, yeah, that's all. There that's you all. Go.
You're ahead. You're ahead, dude. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
You're ahead. You're ahead.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank
go
you.
Too far.
Shall we? Oh, we're also going to do today testing.
Yeah, right. You shouldn't have turned the bottle towards us.
So we're going to do. Well, you and don't look. Then
I can't help it.
Well, God.
It's in my eyeline to the computer.
So we're going to do testing. So I'm having our own rootless pub gin made, but the distillery that are making it for me also do loads and loads of other custom gins. So any commercial client can, or a bar, or a restaurant, or wherever, can just phone these up and say, right, we want to work with you, and they'll distill a something that they want that maybe reflects their business or where they're from or something like that. And so they're doing one of those for me, but they also have this other one that's won loads and loads of awards. James, what's his name off the food thing?
James Martin.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely loves it, and they've got all pictures of him around drinking it and everything like that. But it's a totally and utterly obscure ingredient. When I first saw it, I thought, "What that is going to be?"
Okay.
But we'll have a taste and see what you think.
Okay,
right, yeah. We'll do that.
We'll see if you can pick out, and you just pretend.
No. I'm interested now, though. I'm dead interested, because I actually love that ingredient. That's one of my favourite things.
Yeah.
And actually, when Ellis was a child, we ate so much of it that when kids make up their own...
Don't say too much, because people will know what you're talking about.
You know when kids make up their own shopping lists and they mirror what mum and dad do, and you put bread, milk, eggs, that kind of stuff on your shopping list, and he put this ingredient on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it was just like he was the only 3-year-old that was ordering this. So,
Amazingly, a lot of kids will eat this out of all of the ones, because it's such a, right, we won't talk about it anymore, because everyone will know what it is. Right, okay, so should we do a little bit of what's coming up in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good weekend, actually. There's loads happening.
Yeah, and hopefully going to be good weather as well, so should be a good thing for people to go out and have a look at. So first of all, we've got, which one's this? Blakesley Hall. Yeah, this is good. So they do this every year, like they all do, and because they've got the good history at doing it, they're very good at doing it. So they're doing their Ale and Cider Festival. Normally get a really good turnout.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Only £5 a ticket, so it's a really nice local thing for anyone around that area, Yardley, Stetchard, South Birmingham.
I could have Ubered to there and back, but I can't.
Why?
I'm out this weekend. My award-winning camera system is out.
Award-winning camera system?
My award-winning camera system.
And what's that all about then, Ewan?
I can't say.
Well.
Unlike you. Yeah, unlike you to not say.
We've
got a camera system that I invented for the rail industry, and we're using it this weekend I can't go. That's the long and short of it. But I would have been totally there in an Uber.
This is a good one. Yeah. This is good. This is one where it's brilliant just on a normal day to bring the kids, especially during the holidays and things like that, because they've just got
fantastic
so much
value, isn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But they've also got Blakesley Hall, when you go in there, is fabulous to walk around, because it's just such an old house. It's all the scenes are all set out in the rooms. Like you go into the bedroom, it's all old and it's fabulous. But they've also got a really brilliant modern building on the premises as well, which you can hire out. So they do bits and pieces in there, like weddings and things like that. Yeah, it's a fantastic place.
Junior school trip was the last time I was there. But yeah,
junior school trip, they still do all the trips.
You trashed the place.
I can't remember it. It wasn't an ale and cider festival, but that day, but it was a, yeah.
See there, look at that. They're really, really well.
But all the things that we learnt off David last time, we could have put to use there. We could have done the double nose sniff.
Yeah.
We could have looked for the hobs and then ignored them.
Yeah.
We could have had thirds instead of pints.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Never mind. Actually, let me just have a quick look. I'm done talking about that. I'm sure I was invited to one. There's a Canberra thing coming up. Let's have a look.
I got my first camera thing through, and I couldn't go to any of it.
Oh, no.
I'm a bit gutted, but...
You've joined.
I joined camera during the last show, yeah. Well, just after, actually, but...
Any qualifications apart from pain, or was it just a...
Loving beer, I think, is a good
loving
start.
Loving beer, right, okay. Yeah.
I do love beer, and I don't drink as much of it as I used to, but I do still drink it, and
the
I
hobby
do enjoy
you enjoy,
it.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mm. It was... I used to drink beer like Diet Coke, but I can't anymore.
Yeah, Thursday the 12th, Canberra have got something on.
Right.
I haven't put it in my diary proper, so I can't tell you where.
Thursday, that's a school night.
I know, yeah. But what can we do? It's dedication to the trade. That's what I say.
It's research. It's research. R&D tax.
R&D, yeah. There we go. Absolutely R&D. You've got to do it. So that was that's their grounds. It's just a brilliant place to go. I love Blakesley Hall.
I know an R&D tax consultant.
Do you?
And we should get them on. Because I'm reckon, because you can get food sciences. Mm-hmm. You can get relief on that. So I reckon brewing's got to be a food science.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Okay, what's our next one?
Your gin, you see? Your gin, mm-hmm. You can get R&T tax relief on your top line for that.
Yeah.
I reckon. I don't know any of this, by the way. Don't take it as gospel.
We'll have a look.
Do we have a disclosure document?
I was going to say, let's be careful. We start advising people they can do, and all of a sudden...
We do say right at the start that I talk out my butt, so that's not a problem.
Some accountants are sitting somewhere with their head in their hands, aren't they?
The opinions expressed by you...
Someone's sitting around going, oh...
Are not necessarily the truth.
Yeah. They're all just one. Right, okay, so our next one then is... So, Blakesley Hall, this weekend, £5, get yourself down there. Try some nice new local
ales. Oh, now we're punting this one, but it's sold out.
Is it sold out?
Yeah, so there's a thing on the thing that says sold out, I've just noticed. And it wasn't there a minute ago, so it's sold out this morning.
So it's sold out really quick.
It says free and then sold out.
Yeah. Mm,
that's potentially the
problem. So this is the Kingsheath Street Festival. Same thing, done this for a few years now. And Kingsheath have brilliant festivals. They're They're good at it. They've probably, well, it depends where actually is it.
They're in a street, so they're probably limited to numbers.
For their 10, they'll be limited to what numbers they can have in and
York out. Road. So if you live in York Road, you might want to go away if you've not already got a ticket.
Move your cars, don't put your cars in York Road, nothing, yeah. Yeah, but that'll be a really good one. The
beads
and everything are brilliant.
Oh, we love dim sum because we've got Will.
Dim
sum. So they've got dim sum. Esme's Caribbean, Chat Traditional Indian Street Food, Bourneville Waffle Company.
Yeah.
That's very
yummy.
It's Bourneville.
Yeah.
That's got chocolate waffle written all over it.
Yeah.
Street Slovakia. Mm. Oh, that looks a really great list of...
all those bands.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's good looks. If you're going to Kingsheath, I think you're going to have a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're not, well, you're not because it's sold out.
If you're not, you're not.
Are we doing food tasting today?
We're not doing food tasting.
I'm just getting hungry all of a sudden.
I am as well. I'm starving. Yeah.
We need Mr. Wong to bring us a whole pile of dim sum down.
We do.
And find a way of heating it up so it's...
I was going to say that would be the problem, though. How are we going to heat it up?
Well, I've got a microwave, but I don't think that would do it justice.
Oh, you couldn't put his beautiful... food in
no, I know.
I think he'd be up
there. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't. It wouldn't do it justice.
Car engine foil.
There's got to be a way of keeping it warm, though. There's got to be a way of keeping it warm. We'll have to do a later podcast, though, so we could put it in an Esky and bring it straight down.
Or we'll have to do an off-site podcast at his place.
But with one camera, we can do off-site.
Yeah, we could do that.
On the road.
Yeah.
Outside broadcast. I am the BBC. I've got an entire outside broadcast wagon out the back, ready to go. In the trailer.
Well, I could phone, actually, I was at the BBC the other day, I could phone up Bob Brolly and say, Bob, can we borrow some of your gear? Oh, come on.
Bob Brolly, that's a big name.
I told you,
good
ride
old
it.
Bob Brolly,
that's
huh?
a big ride name. It while you can.
Ride it, ride it. It was amazing. So we went up there as part of the St. Patrick's Day Festival board for the promoting the fundraiser for tonight, which we'll talk about in a second. But when you go in, it's like, I'd never really been in a studio and done like that before, apart from when you were at school, you're doing drama and you're playing around it. But it was just... it was like everything you see when you're watching Chris Evans when he's been recording you. You know, you watch his bit. And it was like, oh, my God. I was
you had
like,
a Neumann mic in front of you. Did you know that?
I had a what?
A Neumann mic.
I just knew it as a mic.
Yeah, so that's about a £1,500 mic.
Is it?
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Neumann are crisp.
I loved it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
If I could afford one, I'd have one. If I could justify one, I'd have one.
Yeah. I could afford one
if I didn't eat.
I was, because it was sitting quite far back like this. So it was quite far away from things. And I was worried that he wouldn't be able to hear me. And Bob was like, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. And I was like, oh, such a professional. He's done it for so long, though. He's had that radio show. So it's one of the biggest radio shows on BBC West Midlands. And they've been going for years and years and years and years and years. And his ratings just keep going up and up and up. So the Irish love Bob Brolly.
He's got a big female following.
Well, he's a very, like yourself, a very charismatic man. old Bob is.
Me and Bob Brolly. Yeah, my mother's late 70s, and Aaron and friends, they follow him everywhere and stalk him outside his house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People will
nick his laundry from the line, that sort of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before he, about a year ago...
The Donny Osmond's of WM.
The Donny Osmond. Yeah, he was Donny Osmond of Ireland. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him and Daniel O'Donnell.
That's right, of course.
Yeah,
he goes without saying.
Have you got a tea cosy with Daniel O'Donnell's face on it?
No, I've got a tea towel.
Because everyone has.
Yeah. Got a tea towel.
Over a certain age.
Over a certain age.
Did you buy that from his museum? He has a museum, doesn't he, Daniel O'Donnell, in his hometown. He has a...
Does he really?
He's built a little shrine to himself.
To himself?
Even
though online, see if you can find it.
The Daniel O'Donnell.
So have a look and see. Has he really?
He has. My mother's been to it. Yeah, she's been to it. The Daniel O'Donnell, yeah.
Daniel O'Donnell Music. Right, we've got to look at this. This would be good. Okay, come on, let's have a look.
He's got probably the highest proportion of the population with disposable income available to him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As long as
there
I've got a bus pass.
Visitor centre.
Yeah.
The Irish... The Daniel O'Donnell Visitor
Centre. Oh, that's on the Irish News.
Yeah. Visitor centre, sorry, there we are. There is Daniel.
Look at him. He's a fine man, isn't he?
Considering he's 90.
The Cardinal of Ireland, yeah. I think that's quite an old picture, I'd say, yeah.
That's an old picture.
Yeah, deliberately old picture.
Yeah.
No, he probably doesn't let anything recent come out.
He does that 2012.
Yeah. Unless it's folded recently.
I want to see some pictures of it.
Can we image that?
Yeah, there aren't any, I don't think. Yeah.
There must be one on the... Daniel O'Donnell Visitor Centre.
All you need to know.
I bet. Please tell me. I want you to find. Please tell me he's got a waxwork of himself.
Last review's 2012.
Oh, there is a review.
There's a review on
2012.
TripAdvisor, right. 2012. See all 70 reviews.
You maybe get to see his lawnmower or something. Or
2018, 29th of October, not open. Drove all the way from Redcastle to Mulville Dunglow. To see Danny's visitor centre, a long journey, wanted to go. Alas, the place was closed up.
Oh,
it's
dear.
Gone. It's gone. So not enough people wanted to see Danny.
I'm surprised.
Oh, dear.
There's quite a few like racing drivers and stuff have got museums for themselves. They've got Fernando Alonso's got every car he's ever driven in races. So he's got all of his F1 cars in this museum. He's got the one that he did in the Indy, that kind of stuff. So there's a few people do it.
I suppose all those types of merchandise and stuff like that, actually, you probably insure bits and pieces like that, don't you? All those weird types of...
We have in the past.
Got to have some fantastic stories.
No, we don't have fantastic stories. Don't build
right,
stories.
Right, well, you're not coming back on there.
with immense client commitment. Yeah.
It's like my wife will always say, can you tell that really funny story, Paul?
Yeah.
Please don't set me up with that funny story, accolade. Yeah, Steve McQueen's motorbike from The Great Escape.
Wow.
Oh, man.
How did that come about?
So one of my clients, he's heavily into these memorabilia. So so he bought that. He bought, what else did he buy? DiCaprio's leather jacket from, what film would that be? It was a leather jacket in one of the films, can't remember. Who was the other thing? It was the other thing that he was big into. A lot of the old artwork. But my most famous little client, he was little actually. Quite a small chat, was the Pope. We insured the Pope.
The Bishop of Rome.
The Bishop of Rome.
The voice of God on the planet is the smallest client you've ever had.
Well, in stature, I think he was. Yeah. So, and he came to Birmingham for a visit. Well, he came to the UK.
That's right, yeah.
He needed insurance on public liability in visiting Birmingham, so we were asked to do that. So that was part of...
Isn't it amazing nowadays how... You can get work like that.
Yes.
Out of just how it just things like that baffle me. To say how on earth did the Pope?
Yeah. He visited a wonderful place called the Oratory on the Hagley Road.
I know it. Yeah.
Which is, it could be a cathedral. It's a church.
Yeah. My nephew was christened there. Yeah.
It's absolutely outstanding. Yeah. If you can walk in there, have a look at the architecture. It's
amazing.
There, and some of the remit was that when I went that day prior to him arriving. We met the Vatican committee that had come over beforehand.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make sure that there was a lift in the building.
Yeah.
Because if he had to climb the stairs, it was too difficult. He'd have to get into the lift. So they wanted a lift engineer on site during his whole visit.
Oh, right.
To make sure nothing happened and everything was all fine.
Did he get stuck in the lift? And, of course, I think it was a week ago, the Pope did get stuck in the lift in Rome, didn't
he? Yeah.
Couldn't give his prayer. So the Pope. I never got to meet him, but he was on our books for the day.
That's a great one.
Do you get when by appointment to HRH for the Queen and that kind of stuff, do you get an appointment to the Pope kind of badge or anything?
No. I can write a little email and ask him. So yeah, I can ask for that. Yeah, just do it.
You should totally have that. I mean, it's like,
I think just the fact he's overlooking us and looking after us, you know, just from a religious point of view, just, you know, makes
by
it,
appointment yeah, to yeah, the Vatican.
He's just going to make our business successful as a result of his touch.
He's yeah, blessed you now, and he's, you will be. Us, you're going to go for
yeah, Pope Mobile's my. We've never done that, so that would be my big ask.
The what?
The Pope Mobile.
The Pope Mobile.
Could
that
we
would
insure
be cool,
the Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's
do you remember
good,
that vehicle?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
glass
yeah,
Land Rover style thing. Yeah.
Does he still use the Pope Mobile?
The latest Pope doesn't, apparently. He
no,
goes more
I think
public,
that's gone
public
now, yeah,
transport, I think, yeah, isn't yeah, he? He's a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, he's
grand,
more
he's
just normal. Yeah, yeah, all yeah, the.
I still, when you say that, I still don't think he's on the underground or something like that.
No.
Because
no,
you
Uber.
Well, your cassette's going to get caught in the turnstile for a start.
Yeah. And he's big.
Was it a mitre? Is that a mitre or was it?
I don't think he wears that all the time. He's got the skull cap,
hasn't
he?
He does, yeah, didn't he?
He has a terrible night's sleep. He has a terrible night's sleep in that thing.
Yeah.
I think let's move on before we get to the point of being blasphemous.
Okay, thank you.
No.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah. No, we won't. Only because I'd be in big trouble with all my Irish family. I'd get about 50 phone calls from all my aunts going, Mary Louise.
You've got a cross emoji just popped up on your phone, haven't you? Mom.
My phone's just hopped off the desk, yeah. Cool. Okay, what's our next one? We're going to have a little chat about. Yay!
Oh, no, it's not that one. It's this one.
This one.
This is so cool.
So, this Who one knew? Is brilliant. Who knew that in September we have a firework champions in Ragley Hall?
There's a firework championship.
Imagine that.
Set to music, all popping off in sequence, and timed to the music. And
I think it's just the champions it says there. It's not actually the championship. It's already been decided, I think, yeah.
Yes, well, if there are champions, there's been a championship.
This is the one. But this looks really good. So it's a brilliant one for if you want something out of the... Because this time of year, you've got so many, there's all food festivals, Oktoberfish, all that type of stuff. It's all the same stripe thing. This is a whole different type of thing that you can do.
But be warned.
Yes.
Not just the loud bangs. Don't take your pets. Mm-hmm. On the page where we first found it, they said that this was over at 10 to 7 at night, which is a misprint. It's over at 11. So don't worry. Yeah. It will not be daylight when you're watching the things going off.
Yeah. It is a typo. Yeah. So it's on till 11 o'clock. So. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So 6 till 11, and that's on Saturday night at Ragley Hall, which is another room.
5 to 11.
5 to 11, five,
not 5 to 11, 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. There
not,
we go.
Not 7. Yeah. I presume the fireworks
It's pretty small,
work.
Marie. Don't worry. It's not your eyesight. Yeah. And your screen's...
That says 6.
No, it says 5.
I like the pricing.
Price is £10 to £20, and that says 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah. Right. That looks like a 6. Maybe I need new glasses.
Time for new glasses, then.
Should have gone a Specsaver.
Oh, you mercilessly looking for sponsorship.
What, from Specsavers?
From Specsavers. Yeah.
What, to help with the double vision on the next day?
Well, like, you should
3 o'clock in the morning, I'm seeing double.
Well, I do all Hoya's promotion videos.
Oh, yeah.
Hoya glasses. And my glasses are Hoya glasses. There you go. These are Unikus. They measure your face and then you put them on. And then they print the frames to go in them. And they 3D print the frames to fit your face.
All right.
And they've got my initials, not on this pair because these are the different pair, but on my real pair, they've got my initials on the inside of the thing because they don't fit for anyone else.
Right.
They position the lens where they're supposed to be and then they print the frames around them.
Nice.
It's good.
Very tech.
It is very tech.
Very tech, yeah. Very, very tech.
I got them free.
You got them free?
Because I made their film.
I have to pay for mine, unfortunately. Mm. Maybe one day when I'm a big star, I won't have to
pay
for
mine. So we're going to get sponsored by Hoya.
Oh, for God. Oh, yeah. We're going to get sponsored by everybody.
Firework champion. This looked really cool.
Yeah, I'd like to go to this.
And it says 4 great firework displays. 3 of the UK's best firework companies compete against each other.
Oh, yeah. So this really, I suppose, is for them a promotional way of them showing off. This is what we can do, especially coming up for... this is probably a lot connected to being able to display what they can do for weddings and things like that, ready for bookings in the next few years.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's choreographed
and
to music.
And corporate events, New Year's Eve. This is where all the... Yeah. All the big councils are starting to look at now who they're booking for their fireworks displays. So this was one where they're using that probably to show what they can do.
This is the Great British Beer Festival of Fireworks.
This is, I like that, Great British Beer Festival of Fireworks. Yeah, it'd be a pretty nifty one. And it's probably the more so trying out and testing new products that have come to the market, all those sort of things, just seeing how spectacular are they, how...
I'm not over comfortable with the fact of testing new products and...
No, I'm sure they've done the basic testings. They're going to all be safe.
Well, we've never done this before. We're just going to go, stand back a little bit, kids.
From an insurance perspective, is that a bit dicey?
Yeah, definitely.
Just, for the first time in the UK.
If you could all move back. If you could all move back a bit. That's it.
No one come too close. Yeah.
How do you test new fireworks? Carefully.
That's it.
Carefully, yeah.
Can the guinea pigs, I mean the audience, please move back?
Thanks for paying to come in.
They've got some mannequins staked to poles at distances away from the fireworks to find a safe working distance. No one's worried.
Any next of kin in the house? Yeah.
No, has everyone signed their disclosures?
Yeah, the bottom of the ticket's a waiver. Written by you.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry. Who'd have thought we were going to get a bloke from insurance in and it would be this much fun?
I told you, didn't I? We spoke. So it was Jane Weaver that phoned me. And she said, right, you've got to get this guy on. He's a really good laugh. And I was like, okay, right. So we had a phone conversation. And I said, after about 2 minutes, I said, yeah, you'll be all right. You can come on.
First of all, said shut up. And then you said,
Hold on a minute. Let me introduce myself.
He said, I couldn't talk. And I thought, he hasn't heard Marie yet.
Yeah. I'm not that much of a talker.
I've got evidence. I'm recording it right now.
Yeah. We have lots.
Yabber. Right, come on. Let's talk about that, the big one.
The big one.
So this is the big one. This
close
is
to
the
our
one.
Hearts.
This is the one. Close to our hearts. So this is the one. This Friday, tonight, every single Irish person in Birmingham, I want you to get down to Hennessy's. This is the fundraiser for the St. Patrick's Day Festival. Without your support, St. Patrick's Day Festival, the parade, St. Pat's Rocks, and all the other support and that goes around for all the other areas of it will not happen. In the future, we're all right for this year, but in the future, without the support of the public. So we really do need everyone to come in there and support it. Have a few drinks. Gary from Hennessy's.
Few.
The more the better. The more the better, because Gary from Hennessy's been amazing this year. So we're all the door tickets is all being donated straight to St. Patrick's Day Festival and also all the profit from the bar. So that's an amazing thing for him to do. So he's all of the profit is all going straight over to St. Patrick's Day Festival, which is an amazing help to the festival. It means we can do bigger and better and bigger and better each year, which is the big thing that we want to be able to do.
I would be there.
You would be there, but you're working.
But about the time that you lose sight on the bar, I'll be out on the railway line. So.
Yeah, no, I'll be there in my... A green lace dress being my overly that was a green cliche lace. Irish
lace.
Person.
I don't know what you're worried about with that. That was a good I like that dress. It's an Irish lace dress. It's good.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful dress. I'm just hoping that everyone's not going to go, She's a bit too Irish.
Wait till I start talking.
Yeah.
As long as you're not dancing all night, you're just, standing normally and not Irish dancing the whole time.
Oh, I will go up on the stage and do a little jigger.
That's fine. That's
no,
fine.
I won't.
It's the only place where you can say, can I get to the bar?
Yeah.
And they understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone always, whenever I say bar. The word bar, I say, hello, I run mobile bars. Even yesterday, I went to a networking group, stood up, did my thing, and a guy came up afterwards, ever such a lovely, lovely, lovely man. He came up and he said to him, can I just take your business card? Because I couldn't quite make out what it was you do. And I was like, one, it means I've done an extremely bad presentation.
True, yeah.
But two, I was like, I have to really start getting to the habit of saying bar. If I say bar.
Do you have an Alexa at home?
Yeah, I do, yeah. And it doesn't, yeah, it does,
so
a lot of the time
you must have
it doesn't.
To speak to your Alexa in a certain.
No, the Alexa understands me.
It does.
I've never said bar to it, though. So.
Yes. If that's a skill, by the way, please add it.
Yeah. Alexa, open the bar. Yeah.
I've got one in this room. Be careful. I've actually got one in the in my white room around the corner.
Yeah.
And I hire that out occasionally. And a few of the photographers have been there and realised that it's an Alexa and they can get the music that they want in it. So it's like play 90s R&B or whatever. But then they worked out that it's tied to my Amazon account. So I've had condoms come through the post and all sorts.
Oh, my God.
That I hadn't realised I'd bought.
Oh, bloody
and the
hell.
Wife
apparently.
Going, what?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's Tom.
That's a good version of the story.
So can we just bring up on the screen again so I can lay out all the bands. So the other big thing about tonight is, so it's just up the top there. But the big thing about tonight is all of the bands are also giving all their time.
Oh, that's free. Cool.
And these are some of the best bands in Birmingham, so the top ones, and they're really massive supporters for the festival. So the Deluge, the Cardo Fibs, Lampa, Father Ted's, they're it's going to be a really good night, and it's going to be a long night. We're 5 o'clock possibly. We're still going to be there.
I see.
Bring a few quid, buy a few drinks, pay your money in, support your festival, guys.
150 toilet rolls, that was the other thing that came.
You bought 150 toilet rolls?
He bought me 150 toilet rolls.
Oh, my God. And can you send them back? Or?
Yeah, I sent them back.
Did you?
That's good. I mean, I'm a big bloke, but I'm not going to use them that fast. I like my food, but steady on.
Yeah.
Ooh. That conversation took an unfortunate
turn. Anyway, sorry, yeah, moving on. back to the band. No, it's going to be great tonight. I'm gutted.
I just really can't stop myself now from visualising him.
I am gutted. I'm trying hard to get it back on target. Yeah. I'm gutted that I'm not going to be there tonight. Proper gutted.
It will be awesome. A good one. There's going to be loads more coming up, though. So it's really going to be an ongoing calendar that we'll have. There'll be lots of different stuff. We're going to possibly doing a Christmas party. So last year we did Oktoberfish. So this year we're going to try and mix it up a bit and do a nice Irish Christmas party.
And actually, there's got to be some Oktoberfest coming up, surely, because
there's loads of it.
Oktoberfest is September.
Yeah. There's absolutely piles, and which is one of the reasons why we've kind of moved away from the Oktoberfest this year, because there's just so many of them around there.
Yeah.
It's nice trying to get a different type of thing for people to come to. But yeah,
cool.
Hennessy's, everybody, come to Hennessy's tonight, please. It's time.
No, I'm only going to be able to just have a little sip of this.
We're all just having a little sip. I just want you all to taste it and see if you can figure out what the ingredient is.
Okay.
So we've got a gin.
This is the...
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. A gin. So basically I'm having a new gin, a bespoke gin that's been distilled for me for the Rootless Pub. And the company that does it, they do that for a load of other different companies. They have their own range that they also do, but they also, you can hire them and they will distill a bespoke gin for you that will only be your gin. Label it up yourself. This is one of their ones that they have off the shelf. It's won loads and loads of awards. It's James Martin absolutely loves it, but it's got a really strange ingredient. So I want to see if you can pick it out.
Okay.
When I was there, I couldn't. Okay. I just didn't. So have a little. So we've got two here. So you've got one that's neat, just for you to taste, and then there's another one that's already mixed.
Should we try neat first?
So have a little smell of it.
Getting nothing from that, just alcohol. Yeah, just alcohol.
I've just held it up to the camera, and it's like it's gin. It's clear. I'm showing you the clarity, right?
Yeah.
So there's.
Apparently, Richard Hunter Rice says you've reached a new level.
Talking about your bum and toilet roll?
Yeah.
Were they good quality toilet rolls? I would have kept them if they were good quality. But sometimes
it depends how much they were. So.
And apparently you said...
I don't think there's a price on that.
Well, there was because I bloody paid for all of them. I paid for that argument with my wife. Yeah.
What do we think?
It's good.
Okay, so have a teeny little taste.
So, can I have a stab?
So, first of all... What do you think of the quality of it? Do you get that burny going down? You know, from some gins.
It's
extremely high quality one, isn't it? Yeah.
And considering the time of the morning as well, it's the time of the day, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So
what do you think?
I'm going licorice all sorts.
No, I'm not getting licorice, but
no.
No, there's no aniseed or anything in it.
Yeah.
Might be a little.
I wouldn't have picked it.
There might be in some of the ingredients. He balances out with a lot of stuff, so possibly that's in there.
Okay.
I wouldn't have picked it without knowing, but.
So what it is, you see that?
Asparagus
gin. So it's a company, Hussington Gin. They're based in Worcestershire, and it's they've been going for, I think it's 2 years now. So it's a husband and wife and a son. And they're just a really brilliant family little business with, when you go down there, it's like all the gin. Big copper, is it an urn?
A vat.
And they've got the other, and they know exactly how many bottles they can get out of it and everything, and they bottle them all up there themselves, everything. And they've basically taught themselves So it's companies like that I love.
Passion.
Pretty much. Just the passion.
Isn't it?
I love it.
You can taste the passion in the drink, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the husband out of it is the one, he's the magic maker. So he does all the mixing of it, the research to get all the ingredients, things like that. So when I said the ingredient I want, which I'm not going to say now because it's going to be a big so when I got the ingredient, my sound's just gone funny there. Just me. So when I said the ingredient I wanted in mine, he was like, that's an interesting one. But yeah, so it's
Shamrocks.
And he can work with it. He can work with it, can he? Yeah.
He can work with anything, which is one of the brilliant things about dealing with these types of companies. Same thing with me. I think not a really, really small company. If you go for a medium established company, they will be able to be so flexible. That they can always say, right, okay, we'll try that, we'll try that, which is the stage I'm at now. No matter who needs for a bar.
Alexa.
I'll always be able to be totally flexible with it. We'll say, okay, what do you need? What do you need? Yeah, we can make that work. They're that type of company as well. So no matter what you say to them, they'll go, okay, we'll find a way. And they'll go off and research
Lovely.
It. So what do you, let's have a mix of, let's try this one.
I've just tried it with a mixer. My wife Sharon has got a real skill.
Yeah.
But I've asked her to come on the podcast and she won't do it.
Oh, why?
She's not interested. If you got five gins, and you lay them out in glasses, she can pick a few. But if you said, right, here's the five gins in front of you, she can taste them and go that one, and put them in right order.
Yeah.
And so she's got a really, but the thing is, she says if you say to her what's your favourite gin, she'll say I like the gins, but there's something about gin and tonic where I want it to be harsh, so I like Gordon's, and it's you know, the cheap stuff. And she likes that hard edge to it. She thinks that's like a proper taste of gin.
Oh, but really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, that gin there, I can tell Hennessy's, because Hennessy's is uber smooth.
Yeah.
And that's a little harsher than that. It's a bit closer to Greenall's, perhaps.
Yeah.
But it's a little sharper, but it's nowhere near a Gordon's.
No.
But that is really nice.
Yeah, it is. They're a really good company. Can we have a quick look on their website? Because the other thing that's really nice, so they're changing at the moment. So they did, all their bottles are branded like this with the clear label.
What am I Googling, by the way?
It's Hussing Tree. Hussing
Tree. Tree gin.
All one word, gin. From Worcester. They do some really, really fabulous stuff. I love companies like that. Any company this, or any family, any person that starts something because they just love it. Love it.
Are you 18 years of age?
Yes. Sure. But you can buy all online and everything.
You can buy online. That's
Yeah. Buy online. They're silver medal. Award.
Endorsed by James Martin, it says.
Yeah. They go around go around loads of food festivals, and they've come a massive way in a couple of years. So they're excellent at what they're doing.
Asparagus.
You can taste it.
Yeah,
it's really
when you know it's in there. All of a sudden, you go, I can see. That's all there. The labels there.
Bumbleberry, Juneberry, spiced plum.
Now I tasted the spiced plum when I was there, and I'm not joking. Beautiful.
That's already
beautiful
because we did the plum porter, of course, the other week.
Yes. Yeah.
That was I got a new appreciation for that. I have to say, but that just immediately spells Christmas for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get a few bottles of that for Christmas, for definite.
Will they still be here at Christmas?
Probably not. Yes. Oh, there they are. There.
Oh, the family.
There's the family.
Well, next time you see them, tell them I love their gin.
Yeah, we're going out there.
And if they want to send any to my wife, she'll love their gin too.
Send it.
Send them some. Tell them send some to my wife and.
I don't think they send it out for free.
My wife has a series of friends who are absolute gin freaks.
Oh, right, okay.
So that would be a good... I'm not joking, that's a proper sale.
Yeah.
it's a good referral.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Do they do barrels? They do barrels.
Barrels of gin.
A barrel of gin.
With straws.
That's right.
Yeah. Fab. Okay, Hussington's Worcester. If you're around there, go and have
that's a good find. Now, where can we buy it? Stockists, here we go. That's where we want to know.
There you go.
If you'd like to try Hussington's gin, then... where are we going? Broomfields of Holt.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate of Tewkesbury, Cheltenham Wine Company. There's quite a...
Oh, Connolly's Wine in Birmingham. That's
yeah, right. They're in Connolly.
Oh, Connolly, brilliant. Yeah. Connolly's. Chris Connolly's got a lovely place. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Device Pride on Solihull as well. I think he's got a branch. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of it for the Birmingham area. It's just Chris Connolly. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chris Connolly's under the arches by Snow Hill Station.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Is
and
that
a bar?
Is
that's
that
a
bar?
But anyways, no, he's got a cage there where he sells as well retail. Yeah. He does. Yeah. He's got a great whiskey range.
But B3, is that the one in town or is that the shop in Shirley?
No, B3 is definitely the Arches.
The town one, yeah.
Snow Hill Station.
You've been B90, B92, something like that.
B90, yeah, correct. Yeah.
So that'd be, so any other nice pubs and restaurants around Birmingham, you're missing out a treat. Mm. Start stocking them. They are good.
I tried to get my dad a whiskey once because my dad used to be a big whiskey drinker.
Yeah.
And I went to a friend's house and he gave me this Lowland malt.
Yeah.
Called Ockentoshan.
Mm. Which is Ockentoshan.
It's ubiquitous now, but at the time you couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I waited a couple of years and then I thought, I'll get my dad that whiskey. So I rang because I knew it wasn't everywhere. So I rang up and I got all I could find on the internet was Ockentoshan Visitor Centre. So I rang it up and this woman answered and said, "Hello." I said, "Hi, is that Ockentoshan Distillery?" She went, "No." "Oh, right. Is that the right town though?" "Yes."
"Yeah."
"Have you got the number for them?" "No." And she obviously gets like 50 calls a day looking for the distillery, right?
Yeah. And now she's just going, "I'm not bothered about it anymore."
So she put the phone down on me. Really rude, but understandable, I guess.
Yeah, she probably gets fed up a bit.
But then I finally got through to the distillery and it had taken me hours on the phone to try and find the right number to get to the Ockentoshan Distillery. And I said, "I want to buy this. Can you tell me where my nearest distributor is in Birmingham?" And she said, "Yes, hang on a minute." Then she came out and she said, "Sainsbury's Castle Vale."
It's like you're not going to walk there.
It's in a supermarket a mile from where I'm making a phone call for the last 3 hours to try and find this.
It was just in Sainsbury's Castle Vale. Oh, no.
In the intervening 4 years, they'd obviously hit the market.
Yeah.
Did they still have a visitor centre, by the way? Or was that gone, the Daniel O'Donnell Way?
The Ockentoshan Visitor Centre,
still
alive. I don't know. I haven't rung her back. She wasn't on my Christmas card list. Let's put it that way. And I'm not on hers, along with the 2,000 other people that rang that day.
Maybe she had a bad story. Maybe she might have been sacked by them, you know, the factory or something like that. You know.
Oh, yeah, I thought woman. That.
She had a bitter backstory, didn't she?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel selfish now.
Call her back. Apologise for your intrusion, but can you help? Can you help in any way?
Yeah. Is everything okay? Yeah, have you been getting on?
I may have been a bit swift.
Yeah, you should.
Do you remember me from 4 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, no, this is like 10 years ago. Now, so.
Oh, my God, is it? I've moved and everything.
She won't forget. She sounds like the sort of person that wouldn't forget.
So.
So we didn't know what to do now. We had the alcohol, didn't we?
All of a sudden we went blank.
It's really good gin because everyone's gone vacant.
We went blank then. Right, let's have it. So I know what we'll do. Tell us a funny story.
Tell us a funny story.
I'm going to do what your wife
story.
Does.
I'm trying to think of a funny story. We were talking the other day in a network group about helping people and how you should always go out of your way to help people. And I think everybody agrees on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So... many, many years ago, I was in my 20s, and we went to a small nightclub on the outskirts of Solihull called Cuddles Nightclub.
Oh, my God, Lapworth.
Lapworth.
Owned by Keith.
There we are. So this is a place that you could go on a Friday or Saturday night for a bit of a Wham-style party, disco dance.
And a cuddle.
And a cuddle, if you were lucky.
No, it was the old-style 80s wine bar. I was there loads because he used to work at the swimming pool where I used to go as a student.
Oh.
Mm. So then on a Monday night, they would have up-and-coming comedians, so people like Ian Sludge Lees and Lenny Henry and people like this.
Yeah.
Stand around a small bar area, just literally feet away from these guys, leaning against the bar, telling a few jokes. So this one particular night, it was the winter, and we got out of it. We'd taken it in turns to drive out, got out of our car, and this lad was trying to get his Ford Cortina started, and it was turning out, but it wasn't. It was turning and turning and turning. So one of the lads was a mechanic. He went over and said, "Look, do you want us to help?" And the guy was quite surprised by our offer of help. We said, "Look, we'll give you a jump start." So we helped him, pushed him through this gravel car park, quite difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy got it jump started, beep of the horn, off he went down the Warwick Road.
Yeah.
Dead chuffed, you know, felt good about it. Hands were a bit dirty, went in, got a drink.
It felt like you'd done it.
And of course, because
in
the 80s you were in white trousers.
White trousers, of course.
White trousers.
Just to wear.
Trousers or hot pants?
Yeah, so ordered our Hofmeister beer. free sunglasses that you got in those days. And then an announcement came over saying, had anybody seen a Ford Cortina being stolen from the car?
Oh, no way.
So it was in the days before. So we looked in our hands. We had Ford Cortina print in our hands. We just put our heads down, kept very quiet. Jeez. In the days before CCTV.
And you just hoped you insured it.
Yeah, so we just, yeah. So.
Didn't insure it.
So it was in the days when, so you need to be careful in helping people that you're not helping somebody to steal a car.
To be fair, though, the Ford Cortina, I think it was the Mark 3 owned, you only needed 5 keys and you could open every single one in Britain.
It's still the same now. Yeah. Fords are one of the easiest.
Just be careful what you say. I'm talking about the past. They won't sue me for that. Just be careful.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk on personal experience.
Andrew had one and he had a Ford.
And they literally just in and off the wind. Mm. No hassle whatsoever. Mm. There was no, and he had these keys all in the Farrah bag, everything, lock on it. They just.
Most stolen car in Birmingham at the moment, the Ford Cougar.
Yeah, Fords are one of the, it's renowned for being one of the easiest cars to sell. The Ford Cougar, that's the most sterling car.
Yes, yeah. I do a little bit of work with the Solihull Police Advisory Group and that came up in the stats recently.
So are those, because they...
What's the hardest car to steal? That's a normal car. Don't say like a Lamborghini, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you're going to own a car, if you want to own a car these days that isn't going to be stolen, have a Porsche 911 in green or something, and nobody touches them. But if you've got a white Ford Fiesta...
That's
what everybody wants.
Yeah, that's exactly what Andrew had. He had a white Ford RS.
Turning the subject seriously. It's mainly the parts market, so most of them will end up.
Yeah.
So most young drivers, for example, will drive a Fiesta or a Corsa. So when they have a small bump and run into the back of somebody, that insurance-wise, it's not worth claiming.
Yeah.
So they go and find a small garage and say, look, can you put a new front end on my car?
Mm-hmm.
The parts then come from either a good market or a black market. And that's what fuels it. So and write off cars also as well have become very easy to put back onto the road. So that's also fueling it. So Fords. But yeah, cars. I'm not sure how from a strength point of view, but Lexus feature very well in the panels. Lexus.
Mm.
So it's also very socially decent car to drive, isn't it? Electric.
Yeah.
Car, so,
yeah. Yeah. But
you do need to be an accountant.
Yeah.
I had a Mercedes. I used to have a Mercedes E240.
Oh yeah.
I bought it brand new and I put 255,000 miles on it. I loved that car and it got written off. Someone slid into the back of it and the insurance wouldn't fix it for me.
Very easy to write your car off now, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Repair costs exceed replacement value.
Absolutely gutted. Got 600 quid written in it to write me.
I think sometimes, I had a bump in my old car about a year and a half ago, something like that, and they fixed it. But I pretty much sold it straight afterwards because once I'd had that bump in it, I never trusted it again properly. I was thinking, is it fixed properly? So sometimes I'm like, yeah, just write it off.
We had a client many, many years ago, Ford Sierra Cosworth.
Oh, Matt,
they're worth a fortune now, aren't they? Yeah, they're just worth £100,000.
But the hot hatch era was a big one for theft, wasn't it?
So he had it, had it stolen. Some of the parts were taken off it. Insurance company, the car was recovered. They repaired it.
Mm.
And then 3 months later, they then had to retrospectively write the car off. Remember the fabric used to get in car seats? There was holes in the fabric.
Yeah.
Well, the thieves must have spilt milk or something into the back seat or the seat of the cars. It took the summer for it to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It smelled, so they then decided to rot it.
I was 17 and I had a bottle of milk roll off the seat and burst open in a Renault 5 that I owned and I had to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't, you won't get that.
It's unbearable.
Out. Yeah.
My
sister did that once in her boot and how she ended, she didn't end up getting it off by curb soda. She literally covered the hole and it just literally all absorbs into it.
Right.
And then you just scrape it all off, hoover it off. But that got rid of it.
We've had clients had cars written off last year when there was heavy flooding. So a couple of clients had driven into deep puddles.
Mm-hmm.
Not over damaged the car really, but because the water couldn't be proved not to be contaminated water or polluted water, insurance company took the ethical side and just wrote the car off.
That's interesting because the amount of times it's... You go through all those big puddles and you literally get to the other end and you go, yes, got through it. Yes.
No, don't go through those big puddles, please.
So don't go through them.
Don't go through those big puddles.
Right, okay. So I wouldn't go through a puddle where it looks like I'm going to start floating around. I have a certain amount of sense. I'm not going to start sailing. Doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you see them on YouTube, don't you? Yeah. Cars all of a sudden start popping across the road. But I've been through a few and thought, oh, I can take that. I can do it.
There's a small place in Solihull, Henwood Lane, that's near the boat pub, just Catherine de Barnes. Well.
I know it, yeah.
Yeah, every year.
Yeah.
Every year there's a Range Rover left floating in there. Somebody doesn't realise that
someone goes for
it. The measurement says 8 foot deep.
Really? Yeah, I wouldn't take that on.
I'm going back now probably nearly 20 years. Do you remember there was a flash flood in June or July and the M42 had a river across it and it was closed?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I was stuck in that coming back from a customer that used to make beer taps actually in Banbury. As I was coming back, I eventually managed to get off the motorway and it took me 7¾ hours to get home from Banbury. But I cut off and went through Kenilworth and I got to where the little Ford is as you go before the castle. And as I pulled up to it, there was people thinking about having a go and I looked and all you could see was the top 1 inch of the steel railings on the right-hand side. And I know that they're about 4 foot above my car when I go under it. So it's like, yeah, I'm turning around.
No, it's a shame when it happens to people, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the...
quick way to rot your car.
Yeah, I'm going to be more careful next time now. Yeah. That's something I've learned today. Yeah.
Top tips for insurance then?
So top tips are, we've talked about young drivers that are very sensitive. So if you've got a young driver who will do 6,000 miles a year, his premium is 17, his premium will be £1,500. If he manages to say that he will do 10,000 miles a year, that will increase by about £800.
Oh, really?
Because insurers have realised that the critical situations all happen post 6,000 miles.
Oh, right.
So if you're, give you a figure. So if you're male and you carry one passenger and it's after 10 o'clock at night, you're something like 128% more likely to have a serious injury in your car.
Wow.
So just by breaching that 10 o'clock bit. So
why male?
European law has told us that we're not allowed to distinguish between male and female drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So that came in a few years ago. So male drivers have always had and always will have a worse driving record when it comes to motor accidents, especially young male drivers.
I've got to say my perception is that there are, because I agree totally, that there's a lot more passive driving in the female community up until probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and I've noticed there's a lot more aggression from both sexes now.
So young driver insurance is supported by a box now, the telematics black box as it's called. And that works really well. So it's changed attitudes a lot. So when I was 18, growing up in Sheldon, some of my friends would compare how quickly we could get from Sheldon to Acocks Green. You know, that was 6.4 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
So lads now go to a pub on a Friday night and compare their scores on their apps to see how close they are to 10. So they're looking for better performance as a peer pressure. So it's completely changed it.
I think they're also more. Last weekend we went to
Unforgettable
Andrew,
place.
I know you're watching.
An unforgettable place.
Message and say the name of the place. Coffee. It's
Cafe in a Machine.
Yes. Thank you. We went there.
Wonderful place.
Oh, it was fantastic. And do you know the other thing that was fantastic about it? You had so many young kids in there that were so engaged with it and it was all about the cars and looking at the bonnets and talking to everybody and everything. It was just a really nice atmosphere to see people just enjoying the cars and not about, right, we're going to just race the hell out of it. They really were talking about the engines and what they can do and they knew a lot about it.
I went shortly after the opening and the guy who's opened it was in the corporate world of JLR, I think he said, and he wants to give... an opportunity for people to meet.
Yeah.
So I think on his first weekend, he estimated something like he would get something in the region of maybe 20 to 30 visitors.
No, it was around.
And he got, I think it was close to 700. The police ended up closing the road. It's basically a youth club for grown-ups. We all grew up in youth clubs and the happy memories of that, and that's what it's become. Yeah. But one of the stories he tells us is that he said quite often you get a guy turn up in £1 million Ferrari.
Yeah, there was loads in there.
And this is, and then the next guy pulls up next to him in a classic Allegro estate. There's not many of them around. This isn't the Ferrari guys jumping all over the Allegro guys. So my dad used to have one of those. Can I have a look in it and whatever? And that's the car that gets the attraction. So it's a real leveller.
Yeah.
And he has some great principles. You're not allowed to rev your engine when you're there.
You're not allowed. There's a big sign up on the thing. Is it? Don't be a something and something.
Yes.
If you want
don't
to
be a
back.
Richard.
Don't be a Richard. Respect our things. Yeah. It's all about, well, I suppose he has to be like that because He has to really, really...
Oh, with noise abatement
like that,
legislation.
You have to really have a great relationship with the police.
And he names and shames as well on his Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you pull away too fast, you're
because
banned.
It's on camera, he's got you. He's got your reg and everything. Yeah,
you're banned for 3 months from attending his his establishment.
Yeah.
Great place. Great place
that was fantastic. That was really, really good. And got all the nice street food outside and everything. And the pub's just really... Is that open every day?
The tented... Oh, the place,
the
establishment.
Places, isn't it? Yeah.
I've been there on a Monday and a Tuesday.
So oh, have you?
Yeah.
Drink driving, just on that point, drink driving's a lot less of a thing now, isn't it, amongst the younger kids as well?
Yeah. It's generally when we receive notice of a drink driver, it's the morning after. So that's what people have got to be careful of. Intentional drink driving, could we call it? You know, where people...
Yeah, that's
to,
okay.
Unless you're a Welsh footballer of the past. Then recently...
Moving on.
No. Yeah. So there was a... But it's those incidents have definitely gone.
That's good.
Into the minority.
That's great.
Yeah, the attitudes have definitely got, I think, better.
Yeah,
I've got a friend who's a copper, and one of my other friends is in the chat room. He's just put MG Montegos used to be the ones that they always used to chase a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Yeah.
I've got another friend who's a copper, and he says time and time again now. He says you pull a car over, you'll open the driver will open the window, and there's this huge wave of alcoholic liquor pours out through the door, but you. That's the driver and it's stone cold sober.
Yeah.
Happens a lot now.
Yeah. People don't
know. Designated driver's a big thing, which is brilliant. Really, really good.
Absolutely. We have a quick look through. So we've had loads and loads of engagement on Facebook. Let's give a few shout outs to some of these people. So we've got Jane Weaver.
Jane Weaver.
Jane Weaver.
Hi, Jane.
She says, yay, some of my favourite people. Hello, Jane. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. Back then.
Italy, I think, wasn't it?
Italy, for she
celebrated a small birthday.
She was her 21st this year, that's so we've got a night out coming out in a couple of weeks.
She's
so we're looking forward to that.
So youthful.
Oh, she's a wonderful woman. She's a wonderful woman. Happy birthday, Jane. Do they make battery acid as a sideline? Are you talking about the gin? So that's Stephen Lowe. No, they don't do battery acid. We have a summer party every year over there, Aston Blakely. So it is. So I didn't realise that. So obviously people can hire it out for corporate parties and things like that. Blakely Hall. Really good one. Is it a Sony or a Canon camera? Stephen Lowe again.
Which camera?
I don't know.
I shoot Canon, so.
He shoots Canon.
I've got a Sony as well.
He's got a Sony as well.
I've got a Sony as well, yeah. But
I've just got an iPhone camera.
I use my iPhone as well. I do buy, and this is a great tip for people.
Uh-huh.
I post photos commercially for a living, and I have posted images that I've taken on my iPhone, is go onto Amazon and look up for like little additional lenses that you can clip over the top.
Oh, they work.
And they really work. Right. And the thing is as well, if you put like a fisheye lens on, then shoot a panorama shot with a fisheye on, it does a brilliant job and it looks an amazing image.
Really?
Oh, it's a great image. Get on there and just go out and mess around with your iPhone and you'll love it.
I'll have to. Andrew's really brilliant at doing it. He's very, very good at doing photos and things like that. I'm one of the ones that just go, take a photo. And 9 out of 10 times, he'll always say to me, Eric, can you retake it, but can you clean the screen and the camera first? Because there's always makeup all over mine. It's always got a film of brown makeup. Right, so we've also got... So Nikki Lasbury, oh my God, you sound like Mark Tonks.
That's you, I think. I don't know who Mark Tonks is.
Don't you? Mark Tonks is a business consultant and coach, and he works with Jane Weaver.
Oh. Okay.
Or Jane Weaver works with him. They work together. I'm not sure which way
it is. I'll take that as a compliment.
He's a very, very successful, knowing man. So,
if you're listening.
Has he got your charisma, though? We don't
bit
know.
Niche.
We're just,
so we've got that. And obviously, Richard Hunter-Rice. Hello, Richard. Not seen you for a while. You need to catch up.
Well,
Andrew's
he's there tonight.
Watching.
Richard will be there today. Richard's at TGI, isn't he? So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant. I'll see you at 12 o'clock, Richard. Andrew's watching.
If we finish the podcast by then.
They would never catch me and the gaffer in my bike. Yeah, Andrew took his motorbike up to Cafe in the Machine.
Did I?
Yeah, and he's got this crazy, Andrew loves all
sorts
of things.
Don't say speed.
So massive.
Don't say speed.
No, not speeding. He has on his exhaust, there's whatever limiters and all that are off, so it's very, very loud, very high-tech superbike type. So as he's going in, he's right, he's like, going to keep it as quiet as he can.
Best be able.
That's it. Oh, there he is. Hello, Jane. Right, okay, so that's it. I think we're at the end of the road.
Wrap it up.
Should we wrap it up? I've got to go over to TGI's. You've got to go to work. You've got to go to work.
It's the best morning of work I've had for a long time.
Yeah, good. Have you enjoyed it?
I'm enjoying it. I don't want it to end. If you guys want to leave the camera on, I'll just...
You'll just sit here.
I'll just sit here talking to myself.
Why don't you come here and do a podcast on insurance?
That's a great idea. Thank you very much.
That's a really good one.
I'll take you up on that. Yeah.
You could set up a chat room for people to...
Send in queries and things like that.
I've got a whole system called Webweave that is designed to do interactive podcasting and webinars.
Brilliant.
Great service.
It is.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fab. Okie dokie. So, Mr. Ewan Rankin, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
My name's Ewan Rankin. Get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow me at 12 Space Media on Instagram, and I'm at Ewan Rankin on LinkedIn as well, and that kind of stuff. I'm the British Tech Network, and a big shout out to TSO Hosts, because this podcast goes out on BTN. And TSO Hosts pick up all our bandwidth costs and charges. They give us two massive servers that do it all. So if you want to buy anything for web, use an offer code BTN20 and you get 20% off your basket with TSO Hosts. So thanks to them for supporting us.
Marvellous. Paul, if anyone wants some more information on you,
we have an office that you can... Yeah, thank you. We have an office in Lee Village. Just walk in, pull up on the driveway, come and say hello. We can help you with a policy from £80 on home insurance all the way through to £80,000. If you're a big church organisation, my biggest client. So, anything in between will be good. So car, van, home, business insurance, pop in, contact us online.
And you'll be with the man who insures the Pope.
The Pope, yes, that's right. Yeah.
You don't get better recommendations than that.
I'd hope not, but there we are.
You're the guy.
For the purpose of equality, there is other popes out there.
Yes. Use the offer code Bishop of Rome 20.
Perfect. Okay, brilliant.
Thank you.
So if anyone wants any more information or would like to be a guest on Crack at the Rootless, just email me, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, at crack@therootless.com. So Marie, M-A-R-I-E, at therootlesspub.com. Just drop us a quick line. We'd love to have any new guests that are looking to come on. Doesn't matter what industry from, just drop us a line. We'll always find something that'll make it a bit interesting. So also for The Rootless Pub, take a look at our website, www.therootlesspub.com. Cater for any types of events. Fab, we're going to wrap it up. We shall see you hopefully next week. Got another couple of really good guests coming on. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.